Phil Moss in the house. And Mossy, I know we spoke about it last week, but again, it continued during the week as well. The Matildas in action. Huge crowd. Sam Kerr's a star. That was reconfirmed. The groundswell of support around women's football, I know it just didn't happen over two games, but it's just phenomenal, isn't it?
It really is. And yeah, good morning, guys. My favourite morning of the week, by the way, Sunday morning. Coming in, you
coming
guys.
In.
Seeing those smiling dials.
It's a loving today, isn't it?
But, it is a loving.
It's a very topical topic that we've started off with, because Sam Kerr has missed the final cut for the FIFA Player of the Year.
What's your take
award.
On that, Phil?
Now, we're going to be accused as Australians of being emotionally attached to this.
Sure,
but in women's world football over the last 6 or 7 months, 8 months, I haven't heard a name used more and seen in more headlines than Sam Kerr. And she's done it in the W League. She's done it internationally for the Matildas. She's done it in the American Women's League.
Yep.
So I don't know what else she has to do to make the shortcut, the short list. But she's been brushed all together, and there's been huge uproar about it, both from Australia and overseas. There's been, I've seen on social media.
So it's not just Australians who
That's right, that's exactly. Yeah. So, look, it's a bit of blow, but Sam won't make it about herself, because she's very level-headed, got her feet on the ground. But, it's certainly a very, very strange one, and people have brought into question the integrity of the award with someone like Sam Kerr missing out on the shortlist.
Phil, just on the Matildas, where to next for them? Mate?
Yeah, so they've FFA have come out during the week and announced a two-game series against China in November down in Melbourne, November 22 and 26. So they'll be hot ticket items, no doubt. Now, against China, listen to this. China have launched a football plan recently in the last 12 to 16 months. And the plan involves this. To reach 50 million registered players, to have 70,000 new or refurbished football pitches, 20,000 academies.
How many?
70,000 new or refurbed football pitches, 20,000 academies, and 10,000 new coaches.
Wow.
But I'll go back to that original figure, 50 million registered players.
A few jobs going there, Phil. Yeah.
What are you saying? You're trying to get rid
of me. No, I'm just saying. A man of Phil's experience.
But clearly the FFA have been very strategic in this, in cashing in on the Matildas' success of recent times, and also the huge growth of Chinese football, which is obviously in the same confederation as us, the Asian Football Confederation.
If I was the FFA, I would give China the greatest hug of all time. What can we do? How can we? What you know? We've seen it with swimming, and you know, with swimming, it's, we'll call it a world sport, but the opportunity that exists there for football in this country, when you talk about 50 million registered players.
It's massive.
Just incredible. Socceroos news overnight?
Yeah, well, overnight, Tommy Rogic has scored in Celtic's 2-0 Old Firm victory over Rangers.
You're a Rangers man.
Massive Rangers
man. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm Celtic. That, right?
Are you really?
Yeah, of course.
Another reason we're at loggerheads.
Are you a Protestant?
Another reason we're at loggerheads.
Are you a Protestant?
I couldn't convince Tanya to go from Edinburgh via Glasgow on the way to Liverpool.
Can we get security in here, please?
I read this book about it, How Football Explains the World. Have you read that book?
No.
But they reckon you turn up in the wrong pub in Glasgow, in the wrong shirt. That's it.
Yeah.
All over.
Seriously?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, it's a religion.
Maybe like we didn't
It is a religion.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's great news for the Socceroos. Mm-hmm. Tommy, a real poacher's goal last night. Emphatic finish from inside the box. Second phase from a set piece. Good news for the Socceroos, of course, with the qualifiers around the corner. And also Matt Leckie. This was during the week. He scored his fourth goal in five starts for Hertha Berlin in the Bundesliga. And he's attracted the attention of a couple of absolute German legends in Lothar Matthäus and Christian Ziger, who have said that he may well be the signing of the Bundesliga season.
Oh, wow.
Now, the criticism of Matt Leckie in the past has been he doesn't score enough goals for the positions he gets into and the tools that he's got. I mean, he's lightning quick and powerful. But he seems to be adding that string to his bow now, which is very, very important for him, his career, but also the Socceroos.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Phil, overnight, Liverpool did have a win, Jim, just to pick us right. But Manchester City, they're a goal-scoring machine.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. But let's just go to Liverpool and Manchester United.
Well, thank you,
I'll
Phil.
Get back to Liverpool.
Yeah, okay.
Liverpool were emphatic winners 3-2. Manchester United just scraped through.
How many points did Manchester United get for their 1-0 victory over Southampton?
The same as Liverpool got for their 3-2
exactly
victory.
Exactly right.
But, yeah, look, the top six all won overnight. 26 goals in 8 games. So the goals were flowing, and that's thanks in no small part to Manchester City, as you just mentioned. Ray, a 5-0 win over the hapless Crystal Palace. They really are struggling despite the appointment of Roy Hodgson. Raheem Sterling with 2. Lukaku got the go-ahead and the winner for Manchester United in the 20th minute. And Chelsea, big 4-0 win over Stoke. It was the toothless Stoke v. the ruthless Chelsea who pounced on every
good
mistake.
Line, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. Can I ask you a philosophical question? Is the gap between the best players in the best teams in the EPL and the worst teams in the EPL greater now than ever before?
It's a very philosophical question.
Because we keep seeing these scorelines. They're just blowing them out of the water.
They are blowing them out of the water. And look, I think if you look at Manchester City, for example, and you look at how Pep Guardiola's come to the EPL, and you know his first season in charge, it was was really feeling his way for a top manager, and it's not an easy league to manage in. You can just imagine the pressure. Right. I mean, you talk about fishbowls.
Oh. Yes,
it doesn't get any more intense in the EPL. So. Yep. I think that the foreign managers do take their time to get there but and find their feet, but once they do, they can really stamp their authority. Mm. So to answer your question, Ray, I've probably beat around about 15 bushes on the way to it, but yes, the money dictates.
Arsenal?
The more you can spend on the top players, the better you're going to be.
Arsenal overnight, are they tonight?
Arsenal play on Tuesday morning our time against West Brom, and Brighton, Matty Ryan's Brighton take on Newcastle tomorrow morning. Matty Ryan under a bit of pressure for his spot there. Tim Krul has signed, the Dutch international goalkeeper has signed a permanent deal now at Brighton, and he's played under Chris Houghton before, the manager. So, yeah, nervous times for Matty Ryan.
No Sam Kerr in the FIFA Player of the Year, which we're upset about, but just looking at the male nominees, honest, I was shocked.
Yeah, glad you're sitting down.
Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo and Neymar. That's amazing.
Yeah, good luck.
That's right. Look, I think he's probably left his run a little bit too late, Neymar, but the whole reason that he left Barca and Lionel Messi's shadow to go to PSG was to try and
do his own thing.
Usurp him for that major award. And I think it's probably a little bit too little too late this season, but certainly.
Is it Messi's award?
I think so. Yeah. There's always that debate, Messi v Ronaldo. I'm a Messi fan. I just love the way he carries himself. Yeah. You know, he's just so consistently brilliant. Mm. It's frightening.
Mm. It's an interesting one. If you had an unlimited budget, who would you buy? Knowing, and you think of it from a football point of view, you also think of it from a commercial point of view. Because I reckon Ronaldo would sell more jerseys than Messi.
Is that right?
But Messi might win you more games.
I can see why you would think that.
He's beautiful.
I'd love to see
Cristiano's beautiful.
I can see a lot of number sevens.
Yeah, I'd love
Messi
to see
everywhere.
The figures.
Messi's 11.
11.
Isn't he? Or 10?
Yeah. I'd love to see the figures.
Yeah, I'll get that wrong. Yeah, 10.
Ten.
Yeah.
Maradona.
Of course.
That's it.
Yeah. But I would love to see the black and white figures on that. Who sells more jerseys?
Who sells more? Because that's why Real Madrid bought David Beckham, to sell jerseys in Asia.
Well, you got the flamboyance on and off the pitch of Ronaldo versus the sheer consistency of brilliance on the pitch from Messi, who you hardly ever hear boo out of.
Put it this way, who would you go to watch if you had your choice? Oh. Two separate stadiums, which one would you go into?
Oh, good question.
Phil? Oh, you're Messi man.
I'm a Messi man. I'd go Messi too.
I'd go Messi too.
No one's watching Ronaldo. We're all watching Messi.
And because he's shorter than me, so I can look down on him.
Mate, consistently brilliant. You could pretty much describe your whole segment in that fashion.
Outstanding.
Oh, love it.
Thanks, Mossy. Appreciate you
coming
in, mate.
Champions League this week too, so a massive week over in Europe.